Mozart's Last Aria, Silenced Forever. Written by Matt Rees. Read by Rula Lenska. In October 1791, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the greatest musical genius the world has ever seen, told his wife he had been poisoned. 6 weeks later, at the age of 35, he was dead. "The truth! The truth! Even if it be a crime!" From The Magic Flute, Act 1, Scene 18. Prologue. When she sang, it was hard to imagine death was so near. Her maid let me in at my usual time in the mid-afternoon. A soprano voice of considerable purity came from the front of the apartment. "Someone's visiting her, Francisca?" I asked. The maid shook her head. "She's alone, sir." I passed through the sitting room. She was singing Zerlina's aria from Don Giovanni, in which the peasant coquette describes the desire beating in her chest. Her voice quietened for the last line, an invitation to the girl's suitor. "Touch me here." A raw tone infiltrated as she repeated those words to a crescendo. The concluding note weakened and quavered. I heard a dry cough as I went through the door to Aunt Nannerl's bedroom. Her thin hand conducted an imaginary orchestra through the coda. She laid her fingers on the bedspread and dropped her chin to her chest. Was she hearing the applause of an audience? Perhaps the effort of singing exhausted her. The lids of her blind old eyes flickered. I pondered the life she had led and all that she had seen.